Once in St. James's Hall, my friend became a different man. A very capable performer himself and composer of no ordinary merit, all afternoon he sat in the stalls, wrapped in the most perfect happiness, waving his long, thin fingers in time to the music. His gentle, smiling face and languid, dreamy eyes, as unlike those of Holmes the sleuthhound, Holmes the relentless, keen-witted, ready-handed criminal agent, as it was possible to conceive. I have often thought that he was possessed of a dual nature in his singular character. One of those conditions now beginning tentatively to intrude into the medical journals. I had mentioned as much to my wife. She, however, had a far more downright opinion of Holmes's moves. For myself, I felt his extreme exactness and astuteness in detection represented a reaction against the poetic and contemplative mood occasions such as the present brought to the fore, and that the swing of his nature would shortly take him from extreme languor to devouring energy, promising an evil time for those he had set himself to hunt down.
A memorable performance, Watson, both soothing and invigorating. Never the hallmark of great art. And now you wish to go home, no doubt?
It would be as well, Holmes. Arrangements pertaining to my practice, you know.
And, of course, Mary.
Yes, well, I, too, have arrangements to make regarding, as it were, my practice.
The Coburg Square business is serious. I believe a considerable crime is being contemplated. I think we'll be in time to prevent it, but it being Saturday complicates matters. Be that as it may, one thing is sure, that I will need your help tonight.
Ah, at what time?
10 o'clock, at Baker Street.
I shall be there.
Ah, good man.
And Watson.
Yes, Holmes?
Come armed.
And with that, Holmes vanished into the crowd as if he had never been. For my part, I made my way home to Kensington and my wife. Mary, bless her, had rightly guessed where I had been and with whom. Yet she had me no more than to accuse me of marrying her under the false pretense that while all the world believed she held my heart, in reality it belonged to Holmes. We passed the early part of the evening quietly and after our usual fashion. For me, an open fire, an armchair, and a good book. While Mary sat quietly at a work table, bent over some sewing. Then, as 9 struck, I made preparations to leave. Marking and closing my book, I lifted the bull pup onto my vacant chair, better to guard its mistress. Then, taking down my overcoat, I slipped my service revolver into the right-hand pocket, said my farewells, and so set off. I crossed the park and entered Baker Street to find the door of 221B open and a pair of hansoms waiting. Making my way upstairs, I was surprised to hear the sound of voices from Holmes's rooms. I entered to find him in animated conversation with 2 men. One I recognized as Peter Jones, the police agent. The other, a long, thin, sad-faced man with a very shiny hat and oppressively respectable frock coat.
Ah, Watson, our party is complete. I think you know Mr. Jones of Scotland Yard.
Inspector.
So now let me introduce you to Mr. Merriweather, a further companion in our night's adventures.
Mr. Merriweather.
How do you do? Hunting in a pack again, you see, Doctor. Fred and Mr. Holmes here is a wonderful man for starting a chase. All he wants is an old dog or two to help him do the running down.
Ah, yes, indeed, Mr. Jones.
As long as the chase is not after a wild goose. As to that, Mr. Merriweather, I feel as I might speak for the complete confidence you may place in Mr. Holmes. His methods, true, are sometimes fantastical, but I hope you won't mind me saying so. He has the makings of a detective in him. And I'll go even further. It's not too much to say that once or twice he has been more nearly correct than the official force.
My dear Jones, praise indeed.
All very well.
Inspector.
This is the first Saturday in 27 years I've missed my rubber of whist, and I am a man of settled habits.
You may console yourself, Mr. Merriweather, with thought of the stakes you'll be playing for later this evening, which will be far more exciting than you've ever known heretofore. Mm. As for you, Jones, the prospect is of a man you've been waiting to lay your hands on for a long time now.
Yes, John Augustus Clay.